From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Montana Hitch by Richard Wheeler. Now let's begin with Montana Hitch. Chapter 1. Abner Dent topped a gentle roll of prairie, saw his house a mile off, and hated it. The great white monster thrust arrogantly from the earth, defying man and nature. Even from where he sat his horse, Abner could make out its broad veranda along the south side, and the cupola with its weather vane on top. It didn't belong there. It sat upon land Abner didn't even own, land the government had yet to survey. It crushed his ranch like a 100-ton anvil, squeezing life from it day by day. Once he'd loved it, found joy in it, built it for his bride-to-be with all his dreams of bliss permeating its splendid rooms. Oh, where had the good times gone? Where had joy fled? The familiar bitterness rose in him again, as it always did when his thoughts returned to Eve, his wife, whose bridal gift had been that house and a raft of extravagances his outfit could hardly afford. But that wasn't all that crabbed at Abner now as he glared dourly at the homestead. His tall, angular, jet-haired bride, plucked from a hurdy-gurdy up in Maiden, had turned out to be no wife at all. And Abner had no solution for it, other than patience, which is what he summoned now as he sat his horse, staring ahead at the whited sepulchre of all his dreams. He set the matter aside, as he always did. There was little point in fretting about something he couldn't change. Just now, it was all he and all...